Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the bridge and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The rags everywhere is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you meet. Better leave all your doors and all have to weep. What? Positive or motivational strategies. Successful guests promoting self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Welcome, 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 everyone, to The Remix. I'm your host, Miss Blue, and tonight is April the 7th, 2013, and of course, you know where you are. You're live in The Remix. So good to have everyone here joining me on Sunday night for another Remix First. I want to go ahead and give out the call-in number. So if you're out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, you are certainly free to come on over and join us right here in the forum. If you don't know how to get there, let me go ahead and give you some cosmic directions so you can get yourself on over. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/all one word. The Remix is where you need to go. Just go right there and just come on in. I see many of you are already in the chat room. Click the button and you can come on in. If you're a guest and you're out there joining us for the very first time, I want to say welcome to you as a guest here in the forum on The Remix. And all you have to do is click the button at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are and come on in. The Remix family is certainly going to make you feel right at home and welcome. Peace and greetings to all of you out there, and see you guys on the phone. So no matter where in the world you're calling from, and we're going to give international shots out tonight, no matter what part of the world you're calling from, welcome as well. All you have to do if you want to dial the phone lines is dial the U.S. country code. That's going to get you right on in, and then dial 646-652-2711, and you can get on the phone lines. You can also Skype in as well, so you can use the Skype feature and Skype right in and listen to The Remix also, or you can come join us live. Peace and greetings. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm excited about our guest tonight. We have Dr. B. Sirius, who's going to be joining us in the forum tonight. First, we're going to take care of a couple of other things. We're going to dance a little bit because that's important for us to do, too. Get up and kind of move ourselves around a little bit before we get ready to receive the message here today. And also just wanted to let you guys know that tonight's show, as well as all of the Remix shows, are available. And all you have to do is come on over, download. You can download on any of your iTunes devices. There is a button right here on the Remix where you click. And it just goes straight, take you to the iTunes page, and you're able to get the information and download all of your favorite shows from the Remix. We had an amazing mother-daughter team that came on and joined us for a first, Anika and Shakina, both mother and daughter, coming on to talk to us about struggles of schizophrenia, how to overcome them, how they both overcame sort of living with a parent who has some sort of mental or what the world would call some sort of mental disorder and the challenges and the struggles. Very interesting share, very lovely share, as well as Anika, who deals with all of the different modalities of Tai Chi and Qigong. We got a chance to do a couple of exercises there, so it was really, really a cool show. And their latest project that they have out together, the mother-daughter, is Love is All That Makes Sense. And you can pick that up at Barnes & Noble's, and you can also get it on Kindle and Amazon. So if you didn't get a chance to hear that share, I would certainly encourage you to go back and download. Welcome to the remix, everyone. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. And just really, really good to have everyone here on Sunday night. I don't know about where you guys were in the world, but for me, it's just been a beautiful day all over the world today. The sun was shining, got a chance to get out and get in some sunshine. Baby Blue is driving, so that was a treat to have to be in the car to be the passenger. It was a lot of fun, though. Got a chance to connect with quite a few of you today. So all of these things were really, really good. We're going to be getting into the remix tonight, you guys. Again, a remix first. We're going to be talking with Dr. B Serious. He's going to be coming on. We'll hear more about his work and what he does. Spiritual magic tonight, or spirit medicine, is what the show is entitled tonight. So we're going to be talking about all those modalities of healing when it comes to the mind, the body, and the spirit. And in a way, perhaps, maybe you have not been introduced to. So I'm certainly looking forward to the share, and I know you guys are as well. Don't forget, today is Sunday, and you know what happens on Sunday. Kim Deck orders go out. So if you have not received or have your Kim Deck, I definitely would encourage you to go on over to www.msblueblast.com/cards. And check it out. I know many of you received your deck this week, and you guys are posting all over the place. I was getting messages from all over the universe about everyone and their cards and what they were doing and what was the first card they pulled and all of this amazing stuff. But when it comes to being a magic maker in this particular time that we're in, the origin, where this is so important that we tap into our energy and really use all the tools that are available for us. So that's really, really cool. As well as those of you who have been downloading the Know Your Magic audio workbook and sending me that feedback. Love to hear all of those stories. Amazing, simply amazing, of the work that you guys are out there doing and that you're putting in. So now, tonight, the share. How can we forget? We are not going to forget. We got to give a big shout out to our international brothers and sisters. We've been kind of getting a little bit of email of saying, hey, what's up, Miss Blue? Don't forget about us. Don't forget to shout out our countries. So I want to make sure that I do that and take care of doing that for all of our brothers and sisters out there. Because I know, depending on what part of the world that you're calling from, it can be a challenge to get up. I know some of you are having your little parties out there together, getting up. So we definitely want to do that. So, let's see here. We're going to be giving our international shouts out to everyone out there listening. I know the UK is in the house tonight, so good. Big ups to everyone in the UK, all the brothers and sisters out there listening from the UK. It's always good to hear from you guys and know that you're out there listening. Canada definitely is on board and listening with us tonight. Good to have Canada in the house as well. Let's see. New Zealand is out listening. New Zealand, Nigeria, Guyana, Trinidad, Jamaica, Germany, Italy, Egypt, the Netherlands, France, Australia, Spain, Malaysia, parts of South Africa, Switzerland, Mexico, and New Guinea. So we have lots of international countries online. Jamaica is in the house. I said that, in the house. And it's so good to have you guys out there listening, as well as all of us living here in America, or what we call America. You guys out there listening from everywhere, from Atlanta to Michigan to California. Oh, gosh. Texas, of course. Ohio, D.C., Maryland, Brooklyn, New York, the Bronx, everywhere. Just everybody out there. So welcome, everyone. Welcome to the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. Let's get ready to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to get up and we're going to dance, and then we're going to get right into the share. How does that sound? So Yeah. We got a lot of things coming up. We'll have to talk about them. We'll do that before the show closes out. All right, you guys, get ready. Get yourself in place. Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's a remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
Yes. So now, we're going to listen to Baby Blue. I know Baby Blue is somewhere around here. Let's see where it is. There it is. Here we go.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys, let's do this. Get up, no matter where you are, and let's get ready to dance. Let's get ready to dance. It's been one of those days. Get up, stand up. You've been sitting in front of the computer. You've been on Facebook. Let's face it. You've been laying on the couch. You've been on Twitter. Let's face it. You've been in your email. Get up. Get up. Stop what you're doing. You've been watching a little TV. Get up. Get up. Get up. Let's move our bodies some as we get ready to welcome Dr. B Serious to the remix and raise up some of this energy. So here we go.
Oh,
Greetings, you guys. I'm back. Oh, okay, I'm back. I'm back. You guys can hear me. You guys can hear me now. Thanks for that. I was just saying Ashe to our brother Michael Jackson, and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, such a perfect song, because we definitely want to keep going until we get enough of knowing more about ourselves and evolving as we're here. So let's get ready to welcome Dr. B Sirius, to the forum tonight, and hopefully he was able to get in on the phone lines. Dr. B, can you press 1 for me so I can find you on the board here and know that you're on the line, because I don't see Dr. B. I don't see him. Okay, well, we'll get ready to talk a little bit until Dr. B gets in on the line. Hopefully he'll be here on the line. Peace and greetings to you guys out there joining us here live in the forum tonight. Lots of different things that are going on. We're in a really, really great month for a lot of different energy. First thing I want to say is I want to give peace and blessings to everyone out there who's celebrating a birthday, because I can just see from my Facebook wall, from doing sessions with you guys, one-on-one readings, that many of you are actually celebrating your birthday today, and you will be celebrating your birthday this month of April. So let me just go ahead and be the first to say happy Earth Day, happy birthday, happy day to you, and just really enjoying this time that you're in. It's so many beautiful things. The trees are starting to come out of being dormant in many parts of the world. For those of us on this part of the hemisphere, the trees have already come out of being dormant, and that's a beautiful thing. And for the rest of you, you're still just kind of watching sort of nature do its thing, you know, and watching nature do its thing as it does best. So it's a great time. It's a great time of the year, just to really kind of start to get your bodies, your mind, your spirit. And that's what all of this work here is about on the remix. It's about getting these things in order and getting these things in place. So as you guys know, that's going to be primarily some of the things that we've been talking about and will continuously talk about here on the remix, and primarily what the show is going to be about tonight. I think we may have to actually call Dr. B because it doesn't look like he could get in on the phone lines. And so we want to make sure that he's able to get in. So let's see if we can go ahead and call Dr. B. Maybe we can call Dr. B and try to get him to be able to get on the phone line. So 1 minute, you guys, 1 minute. We're going to go ahead and bring on Dr. B. Let's see, where can we call him at? Let's see, Dr. B. Right here. Peace and greetings, you guys. I see you out there in the chat room. Yeah, I'm over here multitasking, as I do. Oh, by the way, this is the last week for the Kim Business Class, and whoo, it's going down, it's going down. Another great group that is making their way of knowing their master. So let's call Dr. B. Let's see if we can go ahead and get him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Greetings, Dr. B.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. You're on the air.
I'm on the air twice.
Are you? Because you didn't press 1. I couldn't find you on the board.
I've pressed 1 about 10 times.
Well, I didn't see your number. Nothing came up. But no worries. You're here. And welcome to the remix.
Wonderful. Great to be here.
Good to have you in the forum tonight. Let's go ahead and start out, Dr. B, and so you can introduce yourself and let everybody out there in Remix Land know about you, the work that you do, and we'll start to get right into the share tonight.
Wonderful. So my name is Dr. B. Sirius. I am a natural health specialist. I deal with the mind, the body, and the spirit. And I work in many different ways to help people in balance. And I started out many, many years ago dealing with vibrations in the music business, which brought me into the natural health world because I was basically becoming sick because of the success of the music industry. I had to cross into something to help save my life. Can you hear me okay?
Can.
I hear a really, really, really bad echo.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's because we're all on this line here. Let me see. Are you calling from that same number there? Let me see.
Yeah, but you know what it is? On Skype,
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing you perfectly.
Okay, well, and that's why we got to echo, because you got to hang Skype up if you're still on the phone with me.
Well, I did.
Okay.
I mean, on my regular cell phone,
mm-hmm.
it's like three echoes.
Okay.
But on my Skype line,
mm-hmm.
there's no echo.
Well, call back in with your Skype line and see if you can press one on that line, okay?
I will.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, you guys, Dr. B, we're going to have him call back in and see if we can go ahead and hear him nice and clear and have him come on in. Peace and greetings to you guys out there on the remix. I see the chat room is filling up. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show tonight. We're going to see if we can get Dr. B in on the line. Let's see if this is him. Dr. B? That's not him. Hopefully he can get back in. Let's see. Peace and greetings, Dr. B?
Yes.
There you are.
Beautiful. That's better.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. All right. All right. Why don't we go ahead and just start from the point you said the music industry was literally making you sick. And let's talk about that when you say it was making you sick. How was it making you sick?
Well, I became very successful really quickly in the music industry on the West Coast. My company helped create what you call Southern California hip-hop. And you know, when you are suddenly in demand and you're being pulled from every corner of the world, you're up all night, the money is just ridiculous. You're not really trained in learning how to sustain yourself. You're not taught sustainability.
Right.
And the stress from being controlled by people who run the industry, along with the not sleeping, you know, the drinking and everything that comes along with that lifestyle, it got to a point where I realized that this was something that was sucking my life force. And I got really sick, and I was given about a year by my doctors because I had contracted what you call a multiple system failure. My entire body was shutting down. So what I had to do was step away from the industry, walk away from a very deep field, and walk away from the stress of that. And I ended up meeting somebody who was from Africa,
mm-hmm.
who began to direct me into the ways of living a natural lifestyle. And it was really interesting because I wasn't really into a natural lifestyle, of course. I was into living the fast life. But
right.
I stopped animal products. I stopped, eating, food that was actually eating meat. Very quickly, because I wanted to survive, wanted to live.
Right.
I started suddenly meeting people from all over the world who were in natural health. You know, people from India, people from Africa, South and Central America, Native American medicine people.
Yes.
Before I knew it, I was entrenched in this world of natural things, which actually ended up saving my life. Within about a year or two, I had become a master at making herbal formulas, basically for myself.
Right.
Because I wanted to live. I wanted to eat right. I wanted to survive. And the only way to do it really, to do really things that you really love, you have to master. You see, so I mastered the art of eating right, living right, and got into holistic medicine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
tell me what you mean when you said you mastered it, and anything that you do, you have to master. Tell me what that is. A lot of different definitions out there about mastering. I just want to hear what yours is when you say master.
When I say master, we are born in America, and we're taught habits that basically work against our life. And even though you know the food is making you sick, you have to quiet the part of yourself, the habitual self, the subconscious part of you, that has got you eating stuff that's poisonous. It is, you know, it's a challenge to stop eating away that you're, you know, in a certain way that your family has been taught. You know, eating foods that, you know, basically can't even digest, but we still eat them because they're good. We get around family, you know. Family says you got to eat this. You've been eating it all your life. So the mastering part was getting my mind in such a state where no matter what people ate, no matter what they said, no matter what they did, I stayed focused on an outcome, and that outcome was living the best life I could possibly live.
Right.
It takes, you know, I have to, you know, stop taking phone calls, stop talking to some relatives and friends, and, you know, you almost have to kind of cut people out of your life. People are stuck in that lane. And, you know, if you don't move away from them, they're going to affect you.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
So that was the part about mastering myself, finding out who I really was what I was really here on the earth to do.
Right. So is that mastering or is that focus?
Well, first it becomes focus, and then you've got to master focus. You see, now I was really good at focus because I was, you know, as a musician, as a recording engineer, I'd be in the studio working on songs for hours, focusing on the song, focusing on the vibe, the whole thing. So I was into that. What I had to do was master my mind, master my stomach, master my taste buds. Do you understand what I'm saying? I had to master getting my body to heal.
Right.
When you have focal system failure, everything is shutting down. So you can't you can't focus on what the doctors have even told you. If you're going to survive here, you're going to have to cut all of that stuff out of your mind.
Right. So thus far, Dr. B, let me ask you, what have you mastered so far?
I have mastered the work of, how should I say, alchemy. Taking things from one state and creating another thing. In other words, taking something from one form and taking it to another form, transmutation, like as a musician.
Yeah, so give us an example of what you've mastered using alchemy.
I've taken herbal products, certain products that normal people, that are not normally in the main of natural health, learned how to extract the essential elements of it using structured water, using light, sound frequency, and flower essence to create elixirs that actually change you from the root. They change you from the basic elements that you're created as. Are you following me?
Oh, yes, I'm listening. We're all here. We're right here with you.
So I have learned how to listen to the plants and let the plants tell me what they do. I've also had to learn to listen to people, what they say and what they're not saying. 90% of communication is nonverbal.
There it is, yes.
So when I'm talking to a client, a lot of times what they're saying, the problem is, is not what the problem is.
Right. Let me ask you another question. I want to make sure, I want to do a sound check because people are saying they're hearing a very bad echo on that end. And I can hear you clear, but I want to make sure. They're saying it's a bad echo on your end. Make sure that if you're in front of the computer, I know you're on Skype, that your speakers are turned completely down
no
speakers are okay, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
I hear the echo too, though.
Do you? Hmm.
So let's try one more thing. Let's try one more thing.
Okay.
I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call right back.
Okay. Hopefully you get in. Okay.
I will.
All right, beautiful. All right, you guys. We're live here with Dr. B, a remix first. Joining us here live in the forum. And so we're going to be going through a lot of these different modalities. I'm talking about healing the mind, the body, and the spirit, and listening to Dr. B. Sirius share his story, his walk, his passion with us here this evening. So welcome, 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 everyone, to the remix. All right, there goes Dr. B. He's back. Peace and greetings, Dr. B.
Yes, that's better.
Okay. All right. There we go. All right.
Okay. Are we there?
Yes, we are.
So I have worked on listening to the plant, listening to people, and listening to what the subconscious mind that may be creating their illness is saying. See, I come from a musical background,
yes.
So I'm able to listen to the rhythm and the tones of the speech of a person.
Mm-hmm.
Watching a person walk, watching how they talk.
Yes.
There's so much information in the body language.
Oh, yes.
There's so much information in the words that they're using to describe what their problem is.
Mm.
And a lot of times the person's problem is not physical.
No.
A lot of times it sounds like the problem is coming from another realm.
Mm-hmm. Tell
it's
us what you mean when you say a problem coming from another realm.
Okay, let's look at it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Parasites. Parasites are entities that live in or on another being and use that being as a host. A parasite can also be an idea, a feeling, or an emotion that a person has from the past that is living in the present.
Mm-hmm.
So an idea that you picked up as a child, let's say in your house you heard, you know, I'm stupid, you're stupid a lot. You heard the word stupid a lot because your parents or one of your parents, you know, somebody close to you may have used this a lot.
Right.
So that becomes parasitic in your life because it's an entity. It's something that's in your head because the subconscious mind cannot perceive or conceive of anything outside of itself. Are you following me? That idea that is in your subconscious could be using up the energy of the present moment based on an idea, a feeling, or an experience from the past. That is an energetic parasite or a subconscious parasite. Some people believe that cancer runs in their family.
Yes, this is true.
I mean, but, you know, sometimes if you look back, you'll see, if you go back just a generation or two, nobody had cancer. How did you get your cancer?
Right.
How did you create? If it ran in the family, that means it would run all the way back to the first people on the planet.
Right.
When did it begin to run in the family? A lot of these things are ideas. When we start to believe that something is real in our head, it begins to live inside of us.
That's right.
That is an energetic or a subconscious parasite.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I want you to kind of talk about this, because that's not always a bad thing, to have ideas and things in your head. So it's not always a bad thing.
Well, it depends on what type of idea it has. It is. If it's an idea that cancer runs in your family and there's a such thing as a cancer gene.
Right.
That's not good. If it's an idea that says that you're not intelligent.
Of course.
If it's an idea that says, you know, you're living in a recession.
Yes,
there's
exactly.
There's lack and limitation in the world. There's not enough. There's not
That's
enough
right.
money. There's not enough love. There's not enough peace. you're never going to find the right mate.
That's
you're
right.
never going to be able to buy a house because you don't have good credit.
Yes.
See, all those things are ideas that you created somewhere in your head that we have to learn how to let go. Now, your family, they keep reminding you of who you are in the past. So sometimes you have to let members of your family go. Because the family is part of the illness. Because they believe that the way they're living life is natural, that it's normal. It's normal to believe in sickness and illness. It's normal to know when you get 65 years old, you got to retire and you're going to come down with it's normal and normal to have high blood pressure, diabetes. Are you feeling what I'm saying?
Yes, I can hear you. You're kind of still breaking up a little bit. I don't know if the phone line may be better because your message is very powerful, and I definitely want you to be clear. Yes, so let me call you back, and that way we can do that. Yes. All right, beautiful. All right, we're going to call Dr. B back because I want you guys to really, really be able to hear him and hear Dr. B clear. Loud and clear as we continue here live in the remix. So let's see. We're going to call Dr. B back. Let's see. Here we go.
Yes.
There we go.
How's that?
That is better. Yes, because they're
wonderful,
over here like, oh, no, Ms. Blue, we can't hear them. Okay, so beautiful, beautiful. Yes, everybody's like, yay, so much better, so much clearer. So there we go. All right, Dr. B.
So what I'd like to do is go back a little bit, okay?
Okay.
When I was in the music industry, my job was to create music that sticks in people's heads. There are rhythms, there are tones, sounds, and notes and frequencies that make people love the music.
Yes.
I was a master drummer since I was very young. I was taught to create rhythm that changed the actual frequencies from, let's say, a state of sadness to a state of happiness. You see what I'm saying?
We're metaphysics of music.
So that was my specialty. I was very good at it. I sold a lot of records. When I got into natural health and I became an herbalist, I began to do the same thing only with herbal substances. Because herbs, they're based on frequency.
Yes.
Everything is based on these Schumann resonances and these circadian rhythms of the planet.
Right.
Certain plants sing a certain song.
Yes.
Certain plants have a certain rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
They have certain phytochemicals that create the effect within your body that change the internal environment.
Yes.
Once I got that picture in my head and just began to play music using herbs, using medicine, and minerals.
Right.
You know, I became really successful as an herbalist. People started coming to me for products that I needed that were different than anything out there.
Right.
Because I came from a musical background.
Mm-hmm.
So my formulas, they're like songs. And the way I have you even taking the herbs, there's a certain rhythm that because the body is made of musical frequency.
Yes, it is.
Every organ of the body has a certain color, a certain sound. And when the body is really healthy, when the body is truly healthy, it has a certain rhythm, a certain sound. And when people talk who are healthy, they have a certain sound in their voice.
Yes.
Now, after I got into herbs really quickly, I realized that the biggest problem people had was that they were eating food that was eating them. The young doctor
realize that parasites were the culprit behind most of the illnesses. Parasites, worms, certain types of bacteria. They eat dead tissue. They live in the air. They live in the water. They're everywhere. And these parasites are totally natural, but when you get a high population of parasites in your system, they begin to impair the natural function of your body. Each parasite sings a certain song. It has a certain frequency. The parasites communicate with each other using two frequencies. Like any other insect, insects communicate through frequencies and sound. Most animals in nature, they communicate through frequencies, sounds, and smells. When we realize that parasites were the number one cause of illness, it took me back to Grandma. Grandma used to make sure we did parasite cleanses every time the disease changed. Because they couldn't afford to take a sick doctor. And they realized that these worms, these parasites, were basically eating us alive. Now that Grandma's gone, you know, we're relying on modern medicine to try to control these entities that are out of control right now. In other words, a lot of these parasites have been turned into superbugs because of the foods that we eat that are not natural. The chemicals that are used as preservatives, the stabilizers, the waxes, the glue, the additives that are used in food, then the drugs that are used in the animals. You see, the hormones that make the animals grow really quickly. All of these things are in the food supply, and they actually make the parasites stronger. Because the parasites are immune to certain things that we eat. So things that we use for parasites may not be working now because of the chemicals they're spraying on vegetables. The chemicals they're using to process water. The fluoride that's in the water. All of these things are changing the frequency of everything. They're changing the frequency of nature. So the internal frequency of human beings is being changed based on our intake, based on not only what we're eating, but what we're thinking, how we're feeling. All things are changing. The natural order of nature.
Right. So
now
let me
also,
ask you.
Go ahead.
I have a question here because I really, really great things that you're bringing up at this time. I have two things that I want to ask you is tell me about your knowledge and what it took, what kind of self-control to master these plants and be able to change sort of the frequency so it could be used for anything.
Well, once I got to a point where my body was becoming more sensitive to the world. Instead of numbing myself, I was now waking up my senses. I would go out in the woods and sit with certain plants. And they would talk to me. If you are quiet enough, nature will talk to you. Now, I did do a lot of studying about plants all over the world and things like that. But a lot of the knowledge that I got from just almost intuitive that this plant should be used for this. Then I met a Dogon priest, and I began to study with him. And this Dogon priest, his name was Dr. Ando, Kweku Ando, who was also a botanist. He began to teach me the mystical side of herbalism and plants. Plants have a whole spiritual or energetic life that's far beyond what it's doing to your physical body. They change frequency, change sounds. So after studying with him and beginning to realize if you listen carefully, the plant will talk to you. I'll give you a good example. Have you heard of the plant called Podiarco? Podiarco. It's an herb. It cleans the blood. It helps to eradicate cancer. Helps to rebuild the liver, kidneys, and the spleen. The name Podiarco is a Dutch name by the man who came from Holland and actually found the plant in the rainforest. He named it after himself, Podiarco.
Yes, I was on mute, yes.
But the indigenous people didn't call it Podiarco. In South America, they call it Lapicio. In certain parts of Africa, they call it Tahibu. Tahibu. Do you hear that? Tahibu. Lapicio. There's a sound frequency in that current that brings that plant up. It brings up the life force potential because there is a frequency in your voice, in your mind, that matches the frequency of the phytochemical in the plant.
Right.
When you begin to call these plants by their indigenous names, they work better. And you say, I'm saying that the frequency that you're emitting and the plant that the frequencies that the plant is emitting, they have to meet for that plant to have a high potential. It's like you're in contact with them. Everything is like an orchestra. So when I began to call a plant Podiarco, Lapicio, or I begin to call it Tahibu, it began to work on a whole other level. Now, this blew my mind. I'm looking at this and I'm saying, wait a minute. The plant has consciousness?
Oh, yeah.
But when you go through the secret life of plants,
oh, yeah.
In that study, you know, Baxter basically proved that the plants have a frequency.
Yes. Let me ask you a question. I want to make sure that we hear you. You're not on a mic or any kind of speakerphone or headset, are you?
No.
Okay.
Telephone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. I just want to make sure everybody can hear you clear. That's it. Yeah.
I do have one other phone.
Okay, well, let's see. No. We're going to be okay. I do want to ask you this. Did you get anything out of plants that's not already there, that wasn't already there?
No. Everything is already there.
Mm-hmm.
But your intentions, your frequencies,
yes,
have to match the plant in order for the plant to give you the highest potential. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking to somebody and you're attempting to make a business deal, but you don't have clear communication with that person, you may not understand all of the elements of the deal that's on the table.
Right.
Because there's a communication barrier. If you have a communication with the plant that is not clear.
Right.
Then the plant can't understand what you're asking it to do. Plants
mm-hmm.
are living creatures. They have a consciousness
yes.
much higher
oh,
than
yeah.
people.
Yes. So is intent just enough, or is there some special code you must know?
Intent is enough for the average person. But when I'm making a formulation, I have to go a little further than intent. I have to be in a certain mode, a certain
mm-hmm.
vibe. I have to create a certain environment because what is programming the genes of the plant?
Yeah, you have to master it.
Yes, because the genes of the plant are being programmed by the environment, just like the genes of people are being programmed by the environment. When you get in a certain environmental state, there's a connection between you and that particular plant.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a relationship between you and that plant. You are bringing up the high potential of that plant. And then I can say, well, I want to take these three plants, I want to mix them together. You might need a fourth plant to take these three plants and to merge them together.
Right.
Because normally they may not work together. So we might use something like licorice. Licorice is a plant that will communicate between all other plants and to homogenize them. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
So what we're doing is we're taking certain elements, we're mixing them, we're changing them, but we're also telling the plant what we desire for it to be. We're telling them, not just the plant, but the formulation. What is the outcome look like to see?
Right. So let me ask you, Dr. B, and I just have this question, and I'm really, really loving the share and just your perspective of what you're bringing in. But did the plants ever tell you that you were their master? I'm asking because I hear you say master and I hear you say control. Did the plants ever say you're their master?
No. I am not their master. What I am is I'm mastering my focus and my intention.
Mm.
I am mastering the communication between the plants. The plant is of a higher order than I am.
Right.
What we have to master is the communication
mm-hmm.
between us and the world.
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah.
have to master what it is we desire. See, most people don't even know what it is they desire.
But it sounds like to me, and I'm just going to tell you based on my work, let me just ask you, is mastering and controlling the same thing?
It depends on your perspective.
Well, I'm asking you, is it the same thing, mastering and controlling?
Controlling, it to me, is a little more male. It's a little, it's like, you know, we want to control the world. We want to control this. Mastering has to do with finding a certain way that works.
So that's
and
a no.
not forcing. Yes, that's a no. I don't. To me, they're not the same. Because my thing is not to control anything. My thing
because
is to.
It's my to master thing it. Is to,
yes, if I'm playing a drum, if I'm playing a drum beat on the drum.
And
on
I,
the drum.
Right, like a slave master.
Well, no.
I'm trying to get the master and the control. And the reason I want to know that is because there is a certain mindset for being able to get there. And I know everyone wants to know you've acquired so much knowledge and you're able to do this in such a defined way. What was sort of the way in? How was that? How was this mastering to come about?
The mastering came about was listening to the voice that I was given, the words, the program, the outcomes, the habits that I had.
Right.
And get them to a point where I could control, there's the word control,
there's
my
control.
Habits. And
right.
begin to change them and rewrite subconscious things that were written in my head even before I was born. Like, you know, you can't learn these plants, you can't become an herbalist, you can't teach without a college education.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't have a college education.
Right.
I taught at UCLA for 4 years.
Right.
Well, how did I do that? Because I was really good at taking music and molding it and changing it so that it was pleasing to people.
Manipulate it?
And see, manipulate, where these words to me sound very Eurocentric to me.
Yeah, yeah. So does the control. That's why I'm asking. I'm seeing when you say you were able to mold it, you were able to merge yourself with it so it can bring out its highest vibration.
Yes. It's like art. It's
and,
art. You have to you have to sit with things. You have to get to know them. You have to be intimate.
Right.
And it's not about controlling it. It's about you mastering the things that are not supposed to show up.
Right. And to me, see, that word master sounds very Eurocentric. I don't know. It's just kind of doing something that master. It just is. But I get where you're going, though. I get where you're going. So no worries. We're good. So you were able to bring out the highest vibration. And later in the show, you guys, you will get to hear some of Dr. B's amazing transforming music. It's going to be beautiful. Beautiful.
Are we there?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me give you a little bit of, let me give a little bit of my perspective.
Yes.
Anything with M-A is feminine. Ma, mother.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is existing all at one time. There is no time.
That's right.
There's no space.
That's right.
Everything is happening at once.
The same
There's
time.
No past.
That's confusion.
There's no present.
That's right.
Time is 180-degree state.
Mm-hmm.
And it will control. Is that word control? It could control you if you're focusing on that.
If you are, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're focusing on the other side of it, which is the mix. Backwards time.
Mm-hmm.
Emit. You are glowing. You are doing. You are living life to the fullest.
Right.
You are illuminating.
Mm-hmm.
And you take whatever is present in your space and you use it for the best that you possibly can.
There it is. Beautiful.
And you may not have any rules and rules, because the rules, like a lot of times when I was studying herbs, they would tell me, well, this herb, you can only use it for this. Well, the herb told me to do something else with it. I got a different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I tried something brand new. I did the same thing in the music business. They told me that there were no young black record producers.
Mm.
You see? And I couldn't do that, because this was not something that young black men could do.
Mm.
At 20 years old, 25 years old, you can't do it. There's only a certain group of people that control that word control. That control that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, within 2 years, I was the first one because I stayed focused. And I had nothing but love in my life. I had nothing but music in my head.
Right. So what corrupted you? Again, because if you were doing this and this was your work and your passion and you was doing it with love, what made you sick? Where did the change
Money.
Come?
Money.
Money change.
Money. Control.
Dr. B. So the love of money and control changed you.
It wasn't the love of money. It was that so much money was being paid to me.
Right.
For my services. And for me to live that lifestyle that I had created, I had to keep making a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people who would come to us and
right.
tell us exactly how to make the music.
Mm.
What sounds to put in them, what words to put in them, what frequencies.
Right.
Also, there were pieces of information that they would give us, little computer chip information.
Right.
That they would tell us to put in the music at a certain time.
Ah, so they were trying to control the music and have you master what they wanted to control.
What they were doing was doing what we call mind control.
Mm-hmm. Which is what music, I mean, the two biggest forms of propaganda of how to control a society is through music and drama. And we still see that being played out today. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see? So I had gotten to a point where there were people controlling my life.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where there were times my life was threatened if I didn't do things a certain way.
Right.
You see, there was always this hidden hand that was now, because I was in hip-hop. I got into the hip-hop industry.
To the
hip-hop industry. And I realized later on that this is part of the prison industrial implant, you know, empire that was being created to get people to end up, you know, doing things that would get them or turn them into the law.
Right, right.
So they could be slaves.
So you took this knowledge that you had there, and you started experimenting on plants with it.
Well, I had to. I had to save my life.
Right, right.
The doctors couldn't help me. You see, I had to walk totally away from very big deals, lucrative deals in the industry. I had to disappear for a minute.
Yes.
Because it gets difficult to just pull out. See what I'm saying? And you have to stay focused on what it is you desire now. My thing was life.
Yeah.
So that's when I began to study. The only thing left for me was the natural world, holism, you know, finding balance, homeostasis,
right.
Using herbs, minerals, essences, you know, learning about water, how to structure water, all of those things. I went into a very deep study. I had to change my life. Because my life was no longer my life. You see? I was being used to help for the mind control program. Control people.
Right.
It's actually not mind control, it's population control. And I realized that at a certain point.
Mm-hmm. And
so
you know,
I just changed the type of music I was creating.
Yeah, because it still sounds like a part of you is still there.
Part of me is still there.
With the music, with the love of the passion of just the music and what you were doing.
Oh yes. I mean that's in me from a little child.
Yeah.
I am a musician, I'm a writer, I'm a composer.
Yes, beautiful.
What happened was is that I got into it and just because of the power of the industry. I lost the art, the love. You see, it all just turned into this whole other entity,
right?
Which was not conducive to me. I wasn't there because I came from a very spiritual background.
Right.
So, I'll never leave music. I always love music. It's just that now I do music based on what it is that I feel in my heart. Now I do music that is healing music, medicine, or I work with other artists who are attempting to change the world in a better way.
Right. Beautiful.
Yeah, so the industry of music is what, to me, I mean, most of the companies were being bought, most of the artists were being bought by liquor companies.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about selling liquor. It was all about a certain sound, a certain, you know, a certain wavelength that they wanted to put out.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't like the frequencies that you got from jazz or even the original R&B all the music that had to do with people really being artists.
Yes, yes.
But to do that, to really be a good artist, you can't have money between you and success.
Well, you know, I think that's to be good at anything. You really can't really have that money between you. Wouldn't you say? I think that has crossed over into many different realms of work, even in the conscious community, if we want to call it that. You know, it can't be the driving force. You know, it truly should be about coming from that place of your heart and, like you said, that was, you know, music was, you did it because you loved it. It was a part of your work and still is. And it was just all the other things that came into place. And so you get the music, you kind of come over into the conscious, you're working on yourself, which I think all first experiments should be done is on yourself. So you start to take these formulas and they start to work for you. And what do you discover about parasites while doing your own work?
Well, you know, I didn't discover the parasite while doing my own work on myself.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was people started coming to me for formulation because they saw me lose like 80-something pounds.
Mm-hmm.
They saw my skin change. They saw me talk different. I acted different. And people just started saying, hey, man, what are you doing? I mean, you look like a totally different person. So I began to make little packages of herbs for people and give them away. But what happened was after they started asking me to do lectures and classes, people were just calling me like, can you speak on this? Can you talk about your life?
Right.
How you transform yourself, you know, from one world to another world. And, you know, you're really good at what you do and you influence people in a beautiful way.
Right.
So once I began to do the work as an herbalist, I finally said, okay, I'm an herbalist. You know, that was the whole thing. I don't want to call myself anything. I'm just, you know.
Right. You're just doing what you do.
I'm just doing what I do. But here's what happened. I began to look at what all the other herbalists were doing.
Mm.
And I had a, how should I say? My family went on. We took our parents on a 50th anniversary to the island of Nassau. Well, actually, it was on a cruise that was going to the island of Nassau.
Right. Beautiful Nassau.
And Storm Eduardo, a hurricane. We had to leave the island quickly, and the boat had to go south, away from the island of Nassau, and it went into the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm.
Now, of course, I'd read every book on the Bermuda Triangle. I saw the movies. People disappear. The compass is spinning. You don't know where up or down is. Oh, my God. Woo! And I had an experience on that boat that night.
I bet you did.
I had 5 hours of missing time. I don't know exactly what happened.
Mm.
I do know that my watch is still frozen at the time of blackout.
Yeah,
and I had a bunch of equations. I had equations and numbers in my head. I felt really weird. So when I got back to Los Angeles, I just was, you know, I kept drawing these equations, these shapes, and these numbers, and I didn't know what these were. I'm like, what is this? I felt like I'm losing my mind.
Mm.
Well, in Los Angeles, there was a place called the Good Life, where all of us metaphysical teachers and healers would speak, and I had a class there every Tuesday. And whenever I was gone on a trip, the place would be packed when I got back because people wanted to hear about my journey.
Right.
But there was about 150, 200 people in this room, and I got on the stage and talked about parasites for 2 hours.
Now, where did the parasites come from?
Where did it come from?
You just started talking and parasites.
Automatic, what they call automatic speech.
Oh, yes, I am very familiar. Yes, okay.
I hadn't studied this at all.
Mm-hmm.
That was not my focus. And when I was done, the people were shocked because I talked about 3 different types of parasites, interdimensional parasites, talked about little alien bugs, and I talked about parasites living on and in people on the planet. Never studied it. Had details when we did this whole thing. Now, I don't know what I said because I was in some state. I was in some very special state,
mm-hmm.
like a zone. When I was done, a little old lady told me in the front row, she says, Dr. B, now you done scared the hell out of us. Now, what the hell should we do about these worms?
Mm-hmm.
But she called him. She didn't call him a worm. She called him a worm. And I said, I don't know. I have no idea. Do you know that the people were so upset I had to be escorted out of the place with security? Because I had talked about something that I didn't have a solution for.
Mm. So the fear factor came for them.
And I just about had a nervous breakdown because I don't even know where this came from. I mean, this is not what I do. That's not my specialty. So I began to study parasites. And I met a man who was a parasitologist. He even had this microscope. They would take a drop of your blood and put it in that microscope called the dark field microscope. And they would show you all the things in your blood. I started hanging out with him and studying with all these different scientists who knew about parasites. And what happened was this herbalist, this botanist was coming to town, Dr. Ando. And Dr. Ando, he did a presentation about a vision that popped up on a wall in San Francisco. And on this wall, it shows the whole history of life on the planet Earth. It was a vision that popped up on the wall in San Francisco. He had pictures, a slide presentation of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a painting. It was projected from 22 miles out on the ocean onto this wall. Now, he's a botanist. He works for, he gets grants from the United States government, and he's looking at this, taking these pictures, and each day, more and more pictures are popping. He calls the authorities. No one can figure out what the heck this is. It's very strange. It's like a 3D, projection on this wall. He gets to a certain point in his explanation of what this is, and he mentions the numbers and the sequences that I had been drawing. I mean, I had them on my hands, I had them on papers, and I began to cry. I was like, what the heck is this? They're star coordinates. Star coordinates? What I had been downloaded in my head were star coordinates. One of them was the star coordinate for Sirius, the star system Sirius.
Right.
Another one was the Orion belt.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a system called Lyra. The word, the sound, the lyric, the center of all centers.
Mm-hmm.
So when he talked about this, this was like, I was like, how could I know this? I know exactly what he's talking about. I was leaving the place, and the man calls out my name from the
street. Dr. B, serious. Don't leave without talking to me.
And everybody's like, you know this man? This man is really famous. How do you know him? He walks up to me, and he starts talking. He says, you look just like you did in the process. The prophecy, the vision. We know exactly what you are. You have information that's going to help to save a lot of people on the planet.
Mm. So you had already started calling yourself Dr. B. Sirius.
Well, I started calling myself Dr. B. He says Dr. Sirius.
Mm.
Are you following me? I'm hearing this, but I know I'm Dr. B, so of course I turn around.
Yes,
I
hear
at me. And he starts telling us about this whole thing that's happening with the energetics in the wormhole. He's talking about wormholes. He starts talking about the quickening and the speeding up of the Schumann frequency of the planet, and that there's beings coming through at this time that are controlling people. They're parasitic entities. And that I have a formulation I'm working on to actually close up these holes, these portals and tunnels, and to eradicate these particular beings, these parasites. As he's telling me this, I am, because since I did that lecture,
like the men in black, just like the men in black.
Yes.
Like the men in
now,
black.
Ever since I did that lecture where I talked about people and kind of blew everybody's mind,
mm-hmm.
I have been working on a formula. And he says, where's the formula you're working on? Where's the formula you're working on? And I'm like, I have it. I need to see it. Get it and bring it to me. I bring it to him. Like, he looks at it. He doesn't even look at what's in it. He does this funny breathing. He says, you're almost there. It's missing three herbs. One is in Egypt, one is in the Caribbean, one is Native American. Now, here I am talking to this man. I'm in tears because I've had like a nervous breakdown. I've been seeing numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing
voices.
I don't know what the heck is going on.
Right.
So I'm on the radio in Los Angeles doing an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And a man calls in, his name is Mohammed. He says, Dr. B, I want you to meet me. I have something for you. And when I meet him, he hands me this bag of herbs. And he says, these are from Egypt. I'm to give these to you. I'm out at a gas station one night, and this man walked up to me. He's a Native American.
Did he tell you what kind of herbs came from Egypt?
This particular herb was called Nigella sativa. Nigella sativa. Then I'm at a gas station one day, and this Native American brother walks up to me and says, "My name is Chief Little Bear. I have something for you." He pulls these herbs out of his pocket and hands them to me. He says, "This is bear root. The bears eat this when they come out of hibernation." I start studying it. I'm like, "Oh my God, this is another one of the herbs." Then I'm reading something late at night about this herb from the Caribbean that this man named Quasi had been working on that was full of quinine. I took these herbs and put them all together in my formulation. I called up Dr. Ando. He comes down. He looks at me. He looks at the herbs and he says, "You have it. You are the parasite killer. You are going to have to work on physical parasites, mental parasites. You are the parasite. You are the parasite killer."
Oh, the parasite killer. Okay.
"You are Dr. B. Serious. You are to use all your knowledge of music, frequencies, and sound and herbs to help heal people from the modern-day plague."
There you have it.
I begin to make this formulation. People begin to take it, and their whole lives will change.
And
at
then
that
you
point,
move
people
to
are,
Atlanta.
No, not yet. That's a long story off.
Oh, you didn't move to Atlanta? Okay, you're so hard. I was like, and then you moved to Atlanta. No. Go ahead.
But at that point, I got very popular. I mean, you know, radio was calling me, colleges are calling me to do lectures, professors are coming to me from to check out my formulation, which is different than anything anybody's using for parasites.
Right.
At that time, most people were using black walnut. They're using cloves. They're using walnut. Now, I'm hanging out at UCLA now in the lab because, you know, I'm teaching there, so they let me hang out in the lab.
Right.
And I'm looking at this stuff in the lab, and the cloves, the walnut, and the black walnut, the cloves, and the wormwood, when we put it in the petri dish, it makes the parasite stronger. Because these are not the old parasites from the old days. These are the superbugs.
Right.
These are very powerful children of those old school parasites. So when we begin to use this formula, we realize something that we have to change the formula every time we change also. Because every time the seasons change, the parasites, their energy modulates. Because they are living in what's called the circadian rhythms.
Right.
Circadian rhythms are the rhythms of nature.
Yes.
If you keep giving them the same substance, they figure it out, they modulate, they change, and they become stronger.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about parasites. It seems as though it's something that you never get rid of. Or is it something you do get rid of, and does everybody have them? And do we have to constantly keep eradicating these parasites from ourselves? Since they've been here for forever, and it seems like they change with the season, how are you able to work with your formula to get rid of them? And are they necessary?
Well, we haven't found.
Is nature doing this?
Well, it is nature, but it is also man interfering with nature. Based on the way they're changing the weather, the chemicals that are being used, you know, the microwaves that are in the environment, they're changing the way things vibrate on the planet. But it is also a natural rhythm that is happening on the planet.
Right.
Now, let's go back to your first question, was can you get rid of them?
Right.
You probably could get rid of all of them, but you have to do some extensive cleansing and detoxification. The goal is not to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's to keep the population so low that they can't cause harm.
Does everybody
because every
have
time
a parasite?
You, almost everybody has parasites.
And
there is no
say,
good parasite.
Right. When you say almost everybody, who does not?
There are people who have a vibration that is so high
mm-hmm.
that these things cannot communicate with each other within that frequency range.
Name one.
A person?
Yes.
What? I can't name a person. There are types of people who are doing spiritual work of very high
okay.
level.
Okay.
You see?
I just was curious. Yeah. I was just curious as to where you were going. You know, like where you were going when you said there are some people that cannot. So that's what I wanted to know. Okay, go ahead. I
yeah,
thought
so
you were going
to
say yourself, but that's okay.
Oh, no, I'm drinking this stuff down, believe me. Because, you know, there's a lot of spiritual work that people have to do, mentally, physically, you know.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yes. I do.
And all you
got to
do is go touch a doorknob. You touch a doorknob. You touch a hand railing at some place at a mall or at a market. There's parasites everywhere.
Yeah, well,
this is the number one.
That easy? Is it? And because people are asking me this question, so is it something that you can go inside, like you said, the mall, and touch a doorknob, or maybe if you're at the grocery store, you know how they have the shopping carts, and now they have those little what do you call them? The little white things, so that you can wipe them off, which I think is crazy, because if anything is there, that little white thing is not going to really do it. But is it that easy for a parasite to get on you?
It's easy. I mean, breathing air, they're on air molecules. They're on food. And as far as the little alcohol grocery store,
mm-hmm.
that alcohol
yeah.
in your skin, and it goes to your liver, and it mm-hmm. slows down the oxidation process of your liver. Anything you put on your skin is in your blood in 7 seconds.
Yes.
This little alcohol wipe, it kills some of the weak bacteria, but it's not going to kill one of these parasites. So our goal here is not to kill. Our goal is to put things in the vibration that they need to be in. If you put yourself in the right vibration, if you're cleansing, you're detoxifying, and you're
right.
rejuvenating, they don't want to hang out with you too much.
Right.
You want to change the internal environment. See, man has a thing about killing everything. We need
yes.
to kill them. We need to kill them. No, what we need to do is we need to make a space for ourselves.
Right. And they even told you were the parasite killer.
Well, that's what they told me, but then I have a different viewpoint of what, you know, how do you kill anything? You know, everything
that's
is
right.
just, you know, everything is frequency. Everything is energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed.
That's right. Only exchanged. Only yeah, transferred and exchanged.
So when I say, you know, when I talk about eradicating, what we're doing is we're creating a vibration in your system or an environment that is not conducive for the parasites to mate or to eat or to hang out in.
Mm.
You see?
Right.
It's not about killing. It's about just having your life force so high that certain things, like, okay, let's look at it like this. There's people, if you're on a high vibration, there's certain
yes.
disagreeable people that don't want to hang out with you.
Oh, yes, so true. And that can't happen.
They don't
out.
Want to, they, you know, you're living a certain lifestyle. They don't want to invite you. They don't want to hang out with you because, you know, you've got something else going on. They want to talk about nothing. You know, you want to talk about something. They want to talk about nothing.
Right, right.
They want to talk about the game, and you want to talk about the plants, and you want to talk about sustainability and gardening and things, and they're not into that.
They're not into that. So true. Mm-hmm.
But that's what we need to be into. We need to look at, you know, okay, we got this grass in the yard. I mean, what is this grass doing?
Right.
You know how many vegetables and fruits you could grow in your yard?
Mm-hmm. So true.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And feed
yes.
yourself instead of having to go to the grocery store and eat stuff that's questionable, and you're eating a vegetable or a fruit that came from 3,000-4,000 miles away.
Right.
With an organic sticker on it.
That's right.
You're eating a chicken, and a chicken is a man-made created being.
Mm-hmm.
A chicken is not made by nature. So when you eat something that's outside of nature, your body has to go through so much energy transfer to try to eradicate this thing that is not genetically made to be eaten by you.
Right.
Chickens were created in 1507 by the Chinese. It's a crossbreed between a jungle fowl and a vulture. Dairy cows were created by the Spanish, actually the Italians, by crossing a buffalo and an oxen. A lamb, which we call a lamb today, is a llama and a mountain goat crossed together, crossbreeding, animal husbandry.
Mm-hmm.
A pig is an African cat, an African dog, and an African rat, all crossbred together. They're domesticated. They don't run away. They're doomed. There's
mm-hmm.
a dome. They have to be fed by man.
Right.
So a lot of these foods that we're eating, they never existed. And by you eating these foods, your defense system is not working correctly. You're not living at your
mm-hmm.
highest vibration.
Right.
You see, people are drinking dairy who shouldn't drink
yeah.
dairy. Most people on the planet who are melanated are lactose intolerant.
That's right. You really shouldn't drink milk after you're about 2 years old or a year old, really. There's no need for it.
You see? But people still do it because they say, well, you know, Dr. B, I don't have no problem.
Only mother.
I drink milk all the time. I don't have no problem with milk. I don't get gas. Well, but you got arthritis.
Right.
Heart disease. Hardening of the arteries. Well,
yes.
You're crazy. So you're crazy. You got brain frozen. You're petrified. You know what I'm saying? Your brain is calcified.
Right, right. So we're making something not to kill them, but something to keep them balanced when we start
yeah.
talking about
yes.
these pesticides.
Yes.
I can't even say it. Yeah.
We're creating a state of homeostasis.
Yeah.
You see, when I was sick, I was not in a state of balance.
Right.
Mentally or physically.
Mm-hmm.
Now some people feel like, you know, they go buy some crystals and essential oils and they do yoga. The ego says, yeah, I got it. I'm totally balanced.
Well, I think it can help. I think all things
it
can
does
help.
It
does. And in some cases, it works. I think it does work. But I think there's many different ways to do things. So, you know, crystals is my thing, so I got to kind of chime in on that. Definitely is another way for it to work.
Let me give you the picture that I have.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I do when I make my formulation,
mm-hmm.
I make
elixir.
Crystal elixirs.
Oh, yeah. I know you would have.
I use crystal.
Yes, you would have to.
What I am telling people is that just because we use something
mm-hmm.
does not mean, because a lot of people will use something and they get on the ego trip.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
yeah.
like, oh, yeah, I got this. You know, all I need to do is blah, 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 blah. But what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying is nature is constantly changing around us. The vibration of the earth is changing. The weather patterns are changing. So I'm just
That's
saying
right.
that people be a little flexible and you still have to constantly be seeking balance.
Mm-hmm. That's the goal.
We need to
it
use
is.
A little bit of everything. Crystals are very important.
Yes.
You see, because they put out frequencies. They have a
mm-hmm.
song a vibration that they are singing that can
right.
help to create balance in the body.
That's right.
But there are other things, too, that can help that work with the crystal. So
That's
if
right.
you look at herbs, you look at flower essences, essential
That's
oils, you look
yes,
at yoga,
everything.
You look at martial
right.
arts, you look
everything.
At exercise, you look
That's
at
right.
you know, taking water and structuring water.
Yes.
All of these
mm-hmm.
things are what we can use. They're here to assist us. All of these things are here to assist us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I say, go back to the parasites. It's about balance.
Right. Talk
about
the parasites
balance.
in the stomach. I want you to kind of go into that, because that's a really heavy area there.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The parasites in the digestive tract,
mm-hmm.
they're relatively easy to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are certain foods like cilantro,
mm-hmm.
and thyme. There are foods like the skins of avocado, the term avocado.
Right.
The white part of the pomegranate, along with the skins of the pomegranate.
Oh, I love pomegranate, yes.
These things are very, very good in eradicating intestinal parasites.
Mm-hmm.
My specialty is called systemic parasites.
Mm-hmm.
Systemic parasites live in the brain, the heart, the liver, the kidney. They live throughout the system. They are the ones that are a little more challenging to balance. A lot of people have floaters. They look up at the sky or a wall and see little squiggly lines by their eyes. Those things are living in the liquid of your eye. You have to be very focused. And there's a special sequence or what we call a protocol to get rid of the parasites that live in your eye and the ones that live in your brain.
Right.
The ones that live in the heart and the kidney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the formulation that I created, it does work on intestinal, but my focus is more systemic.
Mm.
Are you following what I'm saying?
I hear you. Yes, I do.
People that live around dogs, the people that have dogs, a lot of them have a parasite that lives in their heart called the dog heartworm. People that live or eat sheep, things like sheep, things like that.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
They have a special type of parasite that lives in sheep. People that smoke cigarettes have a parasite that craves tobacco. And it will keep you from stopping the smoking habit. It needs you to smoke because it loves tobacco. It loves, actually not tobacco, it loves nicotine. People who do cocaine and people that eat sugar, high amounts of processed sugar, there's a parasite called ascaris. Almost everybody that has a sugar habit or a cocaine habit, they have the same parasite.
Mm-hmm. I can believe that.
Because these parasites are craving that substance. And some of them are so intelligent that they will create nerve impulses to keep you in a certain way of thinking or feeling so that your immune system is not working correctly. Because your immune system might be able to eradicate a lot of these things.
Right.
But the average person's immune system is not working because they're under stress.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you are under stress, your immune system stops.
Mm-hmm.
You could look in the mirror, and you could be looking in the mirror and, you know, saying to yourself, I'm having a bad hair day. Your body doesn't know that it's just hair. It thinks that maybe there's a lion in the room. There's a crocodile chasing you. There's a virus in the system. It doesn't know the difference. See, we're going to get into that in a minute, into the subconscious, because that's my other specialty. But when you are stressed out because you think that there's terrorists that are going to, you know, blow the world up.
Right.
You keep hearing about a fiscal cliff. What the heck is a fiscal cliff? I thought it was a rock group or something. That's a good name for a group, the fiscal cliff. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, live, the fiscal cliff. What is it? What is a recession? What is a sequestering of the government? Or it's going to have to be sequestered. Most people don't know what that is. They listen to the news, and they get scared. They have fear. That fear is false evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Appearing real.
Appearing real.
Or or the anticipation of pain.
Right. Let me ask you, since your discovery, Dr. B, of parasites, what's the difference between your life then and your life now?
Oh, it's huge.
It's huge.
First of all, I get to watch people change in 28 days to 3 months. People's lives change. I get to see people who have fallen asleep at the wheel mentally, wake up from a deep sleep. I travel. People have become speak. I'm teaching in a way that I never taught because this particular subject, most people aren't really looking at the way I'm looking at. This is my specialty. You see? And people are very conducive to this because there's television shows now. I don't know if anybody has seen the television show Monsters Inside You. It's a whole show. The Animal Channel comes on. It used to come on weekly where they would talk about parasites every week.
So
there's another one.
I'm sorry. I want to know, what would you say is the number one change?
In my life?
No, in what you've witnessed and people you've helped. Your life, too, if that helped. But number one, period, the difference between understanding about these parasites and before. What is the number one change? What would you rank as number one?
Well, when people have come to me with cancer, and the doctor's given up on them, and all of a sudden they no longer have the symptoms of cancer. I've watched people who have been brought to me who have sent home to die, who 10, 15, 20, almost 20 years later are still alive. There's a man who is one of the top.
I was going to ask.
There's a man. Go ahead, I'm listening.
I'm just excited. People are asking questions. So you have the treatment for cancer?
What I do is I have a program, a protocol for people who are experiencing the symptoms called cancer.
So, yes.
But it depends on how far along it is.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the person's readiness and willingness to change.
Yeah. Well, that
it
goes
also
along with
Yes, that's always a big part of it. But what I do is I have a protocol. Some of the products I create, but some of them are things I prefer to go buy or I'll order.
So you do?
Yes, I do. And for all diseases, I don't care what it is. You tell me what it is, and, you know, we'll put something together that has been proven traditionally to help put the body back into a state of homeostasis. But it's a lifestyle change. It's not just, you know, taking some herbs. It's about detoxification. It's about rejuvenation. It's about staying away from certain foods, eating certain foods. It's also about your mind in a place where you're in a place of peace and love.
And do you have any guarantees with that?
Well, I have said that, you know, us in the holistic world, we'll grant guarantee our stuff when the modern medicine people guarantee. There are no guarantees. There's no guarantee on the planet. But what I can say is that I have seen people with high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, different types of cancers, what some people have even called AIDS. I've seen people totally change. But like I said, it's not just from what I am doing. It's from them doing everything they need to change their life. They're going to have to become, you know, they're going to have to become researchers. They're going to have to do a little bit of work at their home.
And anyway,
To me, what they call disease.
All healing starts with the person. You have to set the intent, you know. So that's definitely it. Yeah, beautiful.
You see, so what I have to ask a lot of people that, you know, I say, do you want to live? If they start saying, well, you know, the doctor said, you know, my family, well, it runs in the family, I'm done. There's nothing I can do for you. My question is, what would you desire? What would you like to show up in your life?
not what the problem is.
Right.
What would you like? What would you desire? And this is what most people can't answer. They don't know what they desire. They don't, like a lot of people, if you ask them, you know, a lot of people come to me and they say, well, you know, Dr. B, I'm broke. I don't have no money. Well, what would you desire? I don't want to be broke, and I don't want to this. What would you desire?
What would you desire? Exactly, yeah.
A lot of money. Well, how much? I don't know. I mean, I need a number.
So you help them get money? You help them get money? The same thing that made you sick?
I've helped 9 people become multimillionaires. See, the money did not make me sick.
No, I was just going by what you had said earlier.
Money without focus, without knowing who I was totally.
Right.
Without knowing where to invest, without understanding the right use of those exchange notes, we call dollars. Also, me subconsciously constantly hearing that money is the root of all evil. Rich people are bad. All those programs were in my head. It wasn't having the money.
Right.
It
so
was not having the
yet?
Knowledge. Oh, yes. Oh, huge. Okay. That's been a huge change in my life.
Have you made yourself a millionaire?
I've been a millionaire twice.
Have you made yourself a millionaire since you've changed?
And I have done it, but I've done it in a whole different way.
Right. Beautiful.
Because now my gold and my diamonds and my riches are in my words, in the work that I'm doing for people, and the work that I'm doing helping people help themselves.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful.
You see, that's where the riches are. So I help people on many levels. Like I say, you know, I deal deeply with the subconscious mind. I often what they call a psychological kinesiology.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I became this person known as Dr. B. Sirius, I began to notice that some people, after a year or so, they'd come back to me with the same illness.
Hmm.
And I couldn't figure out what was going on. I mean, you know, something is happening here that I cannot put my finger on. And I started studying a man named Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar.
Dr. Bruce Lipton changed my whole paradigm.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Everything changed. Because I began to look at the way genes are not controlling your life. The environment is conducting the orchestra in your genes. Your genes are just a blueprint.
Right.
A blueprint cannot build your beautiful home. You can't just take your blueprint and lay it on the land you just purchased. That you
it's
just
part
purchased
of the foundation. It. Yes, it's part.
It's
of the
just
foundation.
It's one particular outcome.
Mm-hmm.
A gene has 10,000 different ways it could create. It could be created. It could. It has 10,000 different expressions based on its environment. This is huge. When they told me that I'm probably going to have cancer, because almost everybody in my family had cancer, I just simply asked the doctor, how come my grandparents didn't have cancer? He said, well, what do you mean? Your aunt and uncle. And your mother had a type of cancer. What do you mean? I said, but, you know, you're saying that it's in my genes, so when did it get in my body? But I looked at my aunts and uncles and most of my family. I looked at how they talked. They talked about lack and limitation. You see, they talked about being poor and black and the white man, what the white man has done, and it was just this whole thing. We are creatures. environment of our body, and we're commanding the genies to bring about what it is we do. The genies are the genes. The bottle that the genie lives in is the vessel, the container you call your body. And you have 70 trillion cells or more. All of them have genes in them. Listening to what you say. Listening to your emotions, your words, your thoughts. And they are conducting a song based on the song that your conscious mind is putting out.
Like the plant.
Like the plant.
So I guess I wanted to say you told us about the Dogon, the gentleman, the master from the Dogon teacher you met, the shaman that you met, and the real spiritual thing that you had going over, the Bermuda Triangle. And you hadn't come to this. It took Lipton, Dr. Lipton, to really kind of help you infuse this work?
You see, everybody has something that happens to them.
Yes.
That changes them.
Yes.
See, two things happened.
Mm-hmm.
One, I was doing a lecture, and it was a three-hour lecture. And I had three things written on the chalkboard, three basic things that I was talking about in this lecture. I spoke for 3 hours. Then I asked the class, what are the three things that we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could tell me. They were still written on the board.
Okay.
And these were conscious people. This was part of the conscious community. These were vegans. These were people who were totally awake and aware. And it hit me that something's wrong with me. This is just breath. I'm just talking. They don't even hear what I'm saying. It's too much. So that night I decided I didn't want to speak anymore for a while. That night I sat down at my computer. And there was something about the mind. I was on some website about the mind. And my son, who was about 1 year old, he hit something on the computer, and it ended up on Dr. Bruce Lipton's website. And I started reading, and then I started listening to his video. And then it took me back to my studies, because I did go to college for a short period of time. I studied electronics. It took me back to circuitry and the environment that had to be around integrated circuits for them to work correctly.
Right. Like
then
the Dogons that really talked about the binary.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is where Lipton gets all of his information. Yeah.
All of that took me back. Bruce Lipton just took me back to my learnings about rhythm, about sounds. When you hit a drum, it's off.
Right.
It just took me to a quantum leap where I began to look at it's not just about the herbs and the nutrition. It's about the mind.
Mm-hmm.
When he said the word epigenetics, that was it. And it just triggered me in a different way to go and start studying something else. Even though I'm talking to conscious people, why are most of them kind of almost like walking dead? A lot of the conscious people were having the same illness as everybody else had. But they're calling themselves conscious. What is conscious? What is
conscious? Do you think, let me ask you then, that's a very good question and a controversial one. Do you think if you're conscious, you don't ever get sick, the body never suffers from anything?
First of all, in my point of view, everybody's conscious.
Okay. I'm just going back.
Everybody is at a certain level of consciousness.
Yes. So
what happens is it's become commercial to say, oh, I'm conscious.
Well, we're talking to the people here on the remix that's listening to you. So for sake of argument, we'll say that these are some conscious people. They not just talk and they do the work. They support yourself, myself, and others in the conscious community. Do you think that if you're doing a certain level of work, that that sort of exempts you from what is in some cases a part of a normal life, and it really removes, we know it lessens your chances, the healthier you keep your mind, your body, your spirit, but do you think it's possible to really master this and just kind of do a Hilton Hotima and just kind of walk about here?
There may be people that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
There are people on certain vibrational levels that travel through time and space, travel through the ether. There are people who astral travel.
I can
There's
do all of that, but
know
I get
things.
A cold, too. I can catch a cold,
What
too.
I'm saying is there are
mm-hmm.
that you're going to run into being on Earth because this is a heavy density.
Yes.
See, we need to come here to deal with this heavy density.
Yes, we did.
And here, this is like an obstacle course.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that, you know, that are great here on Earth, but there's also things that you're going to come up with just being here. Catching a cold totally is helping you.
Mm-hmm. It can. Yes, it can. I agree.
Because that particular virus, that particular strain of rhinovirus, let's say, you will never catch it. Your body's building antibodies. Certain things that you end up with so that you could learn to raise your vibration so you don't get it again. Because it could be worse.
Right.
The same thing could kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is I've moved out of, this is not to say anything against anybody who uses this word a lot. I like the word awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Being aware. Being open, flexible, and aware.
Yes. And aware.
To me, that kind of fits better because we've got to learn how to be aware of what's happening around our environment. We've got to be aware of what we're doing. We've got to be aware of who's processing our food, who's cooking it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be aware of who we're sleeping with.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are sleeping with somebody who has so much stuff in them, so much energy, and they're downloading this stuff into us.
Mm-hmm.
There's people cooking your food sometimes that don't want to cook food. They don't like their job.
Yeah.
And that energy is being infused in the food.
Yes.
You know, if you drink water, if you just drink water, I mean, it may not even absorb into your cells because the water becomes crystallized based on your thoughts or your intention. So being aware of the cold water in your right hand. And before you drink it, you may say something like love, harmony.
Yes, Dr. Emoto.
Forgive. And now you drink that water, and the water is crystallized in such a way where it goes directly into your cells, and it gives you the energy that you put in that water. So even like when I'm making formula, this is why we have to structure the water. There are sounds and frequencies and thoughts that we have to have around the formulation when it's being created.
Yeah.
There are days that I won't make a formulation. If I'm not feeling up to, you know, a certain level of my vibratory rate is low, I won't make a formulation.
Right, and you shouldn't. That way with everything I do, my work, from my show, from everything. So let me ask you a question, and I'm curious about this. What sort of inspired you to move from the West Coast to move to Atlanta?
Well, we had a really successful business in Los Angeles. We built an oasis in the middle of Los Angeles. When you came to our place, it was like being in India or somewhere out of the country. the look of it, the vibe. We created a whole energetic vortex in crystal. You know, it was an incredible place.
Beautiful.
And what happened was it got to this level where everything started looking different. The clients started acting different. People would be just disagreeable all the time. People are talking about how bad it is in the world. And these are people who are supposed to be the conscious folks.
Mm.
Oh, it's all about the chemtrails. It's all about the corporations that are killing us.
Wow.
And oh, my God, it's like it was all disagreeable.
Right.
And it became more and more of a challenge. They focused on what it is we desire instead of focusing on all the things that, you know, that are supposed to be hurting us.
Was it parasites?
It wasn't just parasites. It was also the energy from the nuclear radiation coming from Japan.
Mm. What everybody was talking about. The chemtrails.
The thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
People's thyroids begin to not work correctly. Thyroid has a lot to do with temperature, has to do with hormones, has to do with attitude.
Yeah, it's the high
but
heart.
It also was the fact that the movie industry and the music industry had moved out of Los Angeles. Mm. So more and more people have expendable income.
Right.
We started seeing less and less sales, less and less clients.
So it was the money.
It was money. It was energy in our children, where our children were acting. You know what I'm saying? The way people are cursing and screaming on the freeway, people are fighting. It just became this whole thing with something that's happened.
Right. Wow.
I still love Los Angeles for one aspect of me. It's a beautiful place.
Yes, yes.
But I realized that all these things were happening. And you hear what I'm saying here.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that these things were actually happening. It was my perspective of things.
Of course.
I had created this perspective, and I was forcing myself to shift and change and to go to a brand new place. So that I could recreate myself on another level.
Mm.
If you get used to something too much, if you keep doing the same thing over and over, and if there's no challenge, you start almost getting bored.
Right. Well,
and all of a sudden, the entire environment around you seems like it's conducive to your boredom, and you got to move, you got to change, you got to do something different.
Mm-hmm. So do you
can't
think
listen to
that,
the same song over and over and over and over. If you listen to the same song over and over, you get tired.
Right, that's true. So all the work that you were doing, you couldn't have evolved. You had to change.
See, the thing is, I could have evolved.
Right.
I did evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that someplace else was calling me.
Mm.
I kept meeting people who were calling me to do radio shows in Atlanta.
Right.
I kept meeting more and more clients in Atlanta.
Right.
And we began to look at other places around the country where we might want to move.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I see
nothing wrong with that.
To Atlanta. Right. I see nothing wrong with that. I guess the part about creating sort of, or your perspective of just seeing everything negative in that place, in order for you to move. Now, a lot of the work that I do, I kind of really work with people to show them to not let a negative always be your driving force. And I just was wondering, because it's something we all can slip back into, how do you think it could have been different if you had just decided to move versus creating sort of this cloud or being able to pull in negativity? Do you think it could have happened any other way? Or do you think eventually you would have ended up moving just by osmosis? Or do you think that this was the way that you had to force yourself to move?
Okay, it is not that it was negativity that created my move.
Okay. I know you said the people and their attitudes and you know, things were just changing. The music industry had moved out, the movie industry. So I was just curious as to, could you have just said, because you said people were coming to you to just move, why do you think it happened that way? Because I know you've had a lot of spiritual things happen to you. What was sort of the spiritual aspect that got you to come to Atlanta?
What was happening? I was given a challenge to shift into another paradigm. I was being shown a perspective by my ancestors and by my own inner doing. My own inner self was urging me to shift. It's like listening to a song, and you would like to go to another song on the album.
Right.
Why do I have to keep? After a while, you almost become numb to that song. You don't get the same feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't decide to move.
Right.
I chose to move, and I needed to make a move, I felt, before December 21st. 2012, because I knew that the planet and the solar system that we were in was going to go through a huge energetic shift that started around 1986. It was going to complete a cycle.
So you did know.
I knew certain things, but I wasn't consciously saying, I'm going to move for these reasons.
Yeah.
I started going with a natural flow. I began to see things that I did not see in Los Angeles. I saw them a different way.
Okay.
And I realized that I wanted to spend more of my energy enjoying myself instead of attempting to change energy in a place where the energy was already flowing a certain way. See, each city, each place on the planet, each forest, each part of the planet, you know, it has a certain internal energy flowing there. There's these ley lines all over the planet. Once you understand these energetic grids around the planet, then you'll know why they built cities in certain places. You begin to know why you feel a certain way when you go somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I came to Los Angeles, I mean to Atlanta, I first came here to do a lecture.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came here, this wasn't my first time in Atlanta, but it was the first time I came here as the medicine man. Because I had been here many years ago for the hip hop industry, and I didn't like it. Because I was in the industry. I was just only,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I came here this time as the medicine man. And the people were just so loving and open. And the information that I was delivering, they were like, wow, we've heard some of this, but we've never heard it from this perspective.
Right.
People would wave to you. You know, people would help you. You need directions. People speak in the grocery store.
Yeah, it's down south. It has a different energy, a different vibe. And that hub, that ATL hub, you know, culturally for us as people, a lot of ancestral energy on that sacred ground where a lot of the portal energy is there, especially for melanated people to lift the vibration. Beautiful place, yes.
And not only that, most of my indigenous family, because I have, you know, several different roots. You know, part of my family is Yamasee indigenous people and the Creeks.
The Yamasee. Actually, I've had them on the show here as well, too.
Well, they're on the show right now. I am a chief and a Yamasee medicine man.
All right, here we go. Wonderful.
Yes, that's my family.
I mean,
you know,
beautiful.
Genetically, as they say.
Right, yeah.
A lot of my family is from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I never met most of them. But, like, my grandmothers and grandfathers on both sides are all from Georgia.
Beautiful.
Are you following me? So there was an energetic flow for me to go to Georgia. And then my direct family is like, well, look, we're leaving, Doc. You can stay here. You want to stay in Los Angeles? We're moving.
Beautiful.
You know, I mean, it was time to go. So I don't want to say was a disagreeable thing, because a lot of people living in Los Angeles, they don't see this, whatever I would see. They have their own perspective.
Right, yeah. No, that's what I was saying. They have their own perspective, yeah.
I had another group of people who were trying to discourage me from moving to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They had a laundry list of things that were disagreeable about Atlanta. I haven't seen those things. And they could be there.
Right.
I'm creating the environment that I desire to live in.
There it is. And do you think you can do that anywhere?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, you can.
Beautiful.
This is where awareness and focus, meditation, balance, finding peace. You just can't jump into the mainstream, you know what I'm saying, and jump and do what everybody else is doing.
Right.
You see, because you get caught up in, and you know, it's like if you take a guitar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a guitar that's perfectly tuned, and another guitar just a few feet away from it. If you strike the note A on one guitar, the A on the other guitar plays automatically. When you are in
a try.
Yes.
I'm going to try it.
If you take an acoustic piano, you have two acoustic pianos next to each other, and you struck the C note on one acoustic piano, the C note on the piano next to it, it vibrates off. So when you are near people who are vibrating at a certain rate.
Yes.
If you are not aware and focused, you will end up vibrating at the same rate they are.
So true. You have to know that. So true.
So this is about you creating the world you desire by living, here's the key, outcome-oriented. Living as if the thing you desire is happening now.
Yes.
You have to take it into what we call the cave. K-A-V-E. The cave.
Oh, okay. You know, we just got off that European thing. We don't like caves.
Oh, this ain't European.
No. I'm teasing because you said cave.
I want you to stay right with me.
I'm with you. K-A-V-E, cave.
Cave. It's a kinesthetic, auditory, visual experience.
Yes. We do it a lot.
Called a cave. One, you have to feel as if the situation that you would like to experience is happening now.
Yes.
Then you have to hear the sounds of what it would sound like in that place.
Yes.
Hear what you would be saying.
Mm-hmm.
Hear the sounds around you. If it's in nature, hear the sounds of nature.
That's right.
You have to visualize if the thing you would like to show up in your life is happening
already
now. What does it look like?
What does it feel like?
And
what
the
it
E
like?
Is for yes.
I
this is
thing.
An experience. This is called the cave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me give you a little picture here for you.
Mm-hmm.
The man they call Musa or Muhammad. Musa or Moses. He goes up on the mountain at night where it is dark by himself, and he comes back illuminated with information. The person you know of as Muhammad goes up on the mountain in the cave at night, and the angel comes and downloads him with information. He comes out illuminated.
Mm-hmm. I don't think
Jonah.
But I hear you. Yes, Jonah.
The man you know of as Jonah. God tells him he's supposed to do some work, and he says, I want to go fish.
Right.
He ends up in the belly of a whale.
Right.
The whale, and when they show it, they always say he's black.
Mm-hmm.
Dark. He's in the belly of the whale. He comes out illuminated.
Mm-hmm.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is in jail, in darkness, in solitary confinement. He comes out illuminated. Malcolm X is in jail, in darkness. He comes out illuminated. Martin Luther King, they put him in jail, in solitary confinement, in darkness. He comes out with some of the greatest speeches and some of the greatest ideas ever.
I would say they were illuminated too before they went in.
The man that they call Christ, he did not resurrect until they put him in a cave in darkness. The word cave does not, the cave I'm talking about is not necessarily this rock place.
No, you're talking about darkness. Out of darkness comes light, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about endarkenment.
Yes.
Now, here we go. We have been chasing something called enlightenment. But all light comes from darkness.
Yes.
90% of the galaxy is known of as
dark matter. Yes.
It is feminine.
Yes.
The womb is dark.
Yes.
That's where the baby is developed, in darkness. Somebody got us to a point where we became afraid of the dark.
I love the dark.
Dark is bad.
The mystery.
Black is bad. It's negative. The devil is darkness. You just talking some dark talk. The dark is bad. Dark is the arc. The arc. The arc. The spark happens in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
When you are devoid of outside influences, you go into a state called meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Your conscious mind goes dark.
Yes.
And you are able to create in that darkness by being open to the energies that are flowing through the galaxy or the cosmos.
That's right, a mystery.
Because 90% of that cosmos is dark.
Yes, it is. And even more dark matter being discovered every day.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I went back and started looking at chemistry, chemistry is the study of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
The chromosomes are light creatures. Chroma meaning light. Zomes means bodies. They're creatures of light. They respond to different inflections of light, different frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
Music is light.
Yeah.
Music is light and dark, and the combinations of it all. This whole thing we call the cosmos is called an orchestra or an orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
All energy is spiraling and arcing throughout the cosmos.
Yep.
Some of the work is called endarkenment. Because we take people into a space where they're able to recreate themselves by going into the place of procreation. It's like taking yourself back into the womb.
Right.
The cave that we're talking about is you going into the dark cave inside your head, because your head is shaped like, you know, like a cave. It's dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can open up your antenna, your receptors, and receive the information that is there for you to receive through the Akasha. The Akashic Records is the knowledge of all things and all times and all beings happening at one time.
Yes.
That's the substructure of the entire cosmos. It's based on these energetic light frequencies that are dark and somewhere between dark and light. The Akashic.
Right. Yes.
So a lot of times I'm dealing with a client, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be talking and I say, hold on. Take a deep breath and I'll say, tell me about 13. They say 13. I says, well, I'll say, you speak in 13s. You said a word 13 times, or your breath, you have 13 rhythm, and then you come back to the one again. There's something about 13 happening. And then they'll bust out and they may say something like, well, Dr. B, oh my God, I can't believe it. I mean, at 13 years old, that's when my whole life changed, and this happened and that happened. How did you know that? Because I am a musician. I'm a conductor of energy. I'm listening to the rhythm, the tone that you're speaking in. I'm counting your breath. And your subconscious mind is speaking to me through your energetic.
Right.
When I was in the studio constantly making music, I had to understand the artist. I had to breathe with the artist. I had to eat with the artist. I had to be with them to help to fit the music around them that was really beautiful, that was great for them. I had to get to know them.
Yeah.
You see, I wasn't the kind of record producer that just sent somebody some beats. Do some beats on the keyboard and send it to you, and if you like it, you record it. No. My thing is I need to be with you. I need to know where you're at. I need to know how you live. I need to know what you think about. Because I would like to put something around you that actually accents who you are. I'm not the type of producer that just, you know, here, take this. If you like it, record it. No.
Right.
I need to know who are you inside. Who would you like to be 10 years from now?
What was your musical name? What was your musical name?
My musical name was Courtney Branch.
Courtney?
Courtney Branch.
Courtney Branch.
Beautiful. You know, I never tell people that. You're the first person that's got me to say that. I usually divide those two people, and the reason why I do is because Courtney can't help you heal. Courtney can do some beats, he can do some music, he can get in the studio with you, but he can't help you heal.
He can't help you, but the music can help you heal.
And that name is like, you know what, Courtney Branch. I mean, what, you know, when I looked up the name Courtney, Courtney is a barnyard name. He didn't own the barn. He didn't own the barn. He just slept in the barn with the animals.
So you changed the frequency and the vibration.
Well, it was a Chinese medicine man, a Chinese doctor, who was one of my teachers. He started calling me Dr. B.
Mm-hmm.
He named me Dr. B, this Chinese doctor, one of my teachers.
So what?
And it was
Dr.
Ando.
Let me ask you, because I know you had a lot of teachers along the way that helped you to evolve and to come into who you are. What part of this did you claim for yourself? Because it seems like they told you this and someone gave you this name. What part of it did you own?
I own it all.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they were doing was they were giving me back what they saw in me.
Yes.
This was all in me.
Yes, of course.
But I used to be what you call an introvert.
Mm. I can see that.
I didn't speak a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I could show you through music. I could give you a whole you know, I was a jokester. I was a comedian, laughing and joking all the time because I wasn't being really real.
You still kind of funny, Dr. B. You still kind of funny.
Well, I'm wild. I mean, you know, some people come to see Dr. B, they know it's like a comedy show.
You still kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm crazy. People will tell you right away. Dr. B, that voice is, you know, I do the voices of the animals and everything. You got to make it fun. You can't be too serious.
Oh,
so when you know, like somebody just wrote on the internet, Courtney Vance is Angela Bassett's husband. No, mine is Courtney Branch, like on a tree. Look him up. But there was a time they had an article about me in some magazine, right?
Okay.
And it had my picture, and it said Courtney Vance, the actor. But they had my name wrong.
that had your name
it's
on it.
Branch.
It's Branch. Do some animal sounds for us. Do some of the sounds.
You know, let me call me one day. Lady, call me one day. She says, Dr. B. Something's wrong with me, Dr. B. Everything I eat, I said, ma'am, you have chicken air disease.
Goodness.
She said, what the hell is chicken air disease? I said, you have ate so much chicken that you've become a chicken. You are what you eat. This other guy calls me every once in a while. He comes to my office, right? He used to come to my office in Los Angeles. He'd be walking real slow. It would take him like 20 minutes to get from his car to my store, which is right there.
Oh, wow.
Right there. What curve is only 20 feet. And he will say, how you doing, Dr. B? Listen, I need something for high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, and I got a bladder problem. Also, I need something that can help my flag stand up. His flag. What is your flag? I need my flag to stand up. You know what he's talking about.
Yes.
He's talking about black. It's black. And now check it out. As I'm talking to him, he keeps saying, I said, how much beef do you eat? Now, Dr. B, I don't eat no pork. I don't eat no chicken. The only thing I eat is black. The only thing I eat is black Angus.
Black Angus.
It's a special cow. You know, it's one of the first crossbreeds of cows. Oh. The first one was called the Black Angus. He's also known as a beefalo. You know what I'm saying? This is one
yes,
of the first
yes.
cows.
I know what the Black Angus is.
But it is a crossbreed between a buffalo and an ox.
Oh.
People act like what they eat. Now, check this out. Some people, they ate it all.
So, Dr. B, how can you tell people with parasites that are parasites? How can you tell people parasites?
Because they start sucking your energy. Let me tell you, this lady called me. She said, Dr. B,
I just want to thank you.
I said, what?
I just got rid of a 182-pound parasite.
Wow.
182-pound parasite? My husband. He's been drawing my blood and sucking my energy for 44 years.
One thing that a lot of people don't realize is that some of what you call friends and families are parasites.
Yeah, so true.
They're living off of your energy.
Yes.
Those are things that we help you eradicate also.
Mm-hmm.
I deal with all levels of parasites. It doesn't make me any difference. If you are ready to release this, there
definitely is
a protocol based on what you're willing, ready, and able to do that can help eradicate that thing. It's just energy. It's all energy. It's an energy universe.
Now,
but when you change your vibration, when you change your vibration and your habits, it changes you.
It sure does. Have you ever seen a parasite?
Oh, yeah, heck yeah. People still bring them to me in bags. I mean, you're talking about the ones that live in the body. Right? Physical parasites that live in people.
All kinds of parasites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, I've seen lots and lots of parasites. But I don't like to see them. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm an herbalist. I'm an ethno-nutritionist. You see what I'm saying? I don't like to see none of that. You know, but people still bring you stuff in bags. Now, Dr. B, look what I've got here. I brought you something, and I have something in my suitcase I'm going to show you that came out last night.
Mm.
I'm like, what the heck is that? I don't need to see that. Well, I want you to know. I want to know what type of parasite it is. No, I don't know what it is.
You see, you got to take that to a parapsychologist. That's not what I am.
What you say? You got to take that there. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So where are we?
We are live with Dr. B. The first thing I want you to do is definitely give everybody out your website so we can talk about some of the more stuff that you have over there and where they can find a place to connect with you to get in contact and find out more about your work.
Well, my website is www.elevationtime.com. That's ElevationTime.com. My phone number is 323-931-1212. That's 323-931-1212. Right now I am in Atlanta, but I am doing work. We're doing work up and down the East Coast. If you're somewhere on the East Coast of the United States, you know, we can come do lectures and workshops. I teach. I'm actually teaching people herbalism, and I'm also teaching subconscious alignment, which is my specialty is balancing the subconscious mind.
Right.
Getting the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere to be in agreement about your purpose.
Yes.
Rewriting old programs that, you know, no longer should be, you know, online. Like ideas about, you know, the poverty consciousness.
Yeah.
You know, living in freedom and limitation. There are processes and protocols that can rewrite all of that. And I specialize in that. And I'm now actually, you know, a certifying teacher to learn the techniques. You see?
Learning
and that's
to master them.
Yes. Well, how to master these techniques so that now I want you to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Once I show you how I'm doing the technique, you're probably not going to do it like me. Because even though I've had many teachers, I don't do anything the way my teachers taught it to me. Because I have to put my own personal energy, my own way, my own uniqueness.
Yeah. And that
was so
when
I teach, whether it's, you know, teaching about herbs and cleansing and detoxification, all I'm doing is giving you a perspective. Once you take it, you have to put your own thing on it.
Yes.
This is what I'm talking about mastering yourself. You've got to get to a point where you are in more control of yourself. Because most people are out of control.
Do you have
most
control?
People have. I have times where I lose it, but there are times where you need to lose control because you need to be open.
Oh yes, I would agree.
This is not
I
something you can be just
not so good.
Yes, I mean there's some times when you know when you just you know you need to lose it. You need to just relax. You need to just be nothing for a minute. Be nobody.
Right.
Be open.
Yes, beautiful.
You know, and that's what love is about. Love is not looking at, you know, all the disagreeable things that have happened in your life. Love is being accepting of all of it and realizing that all of it is part of the experience here and giving thanks for what you have, giving thanks for all your experiences. You see, even the things that you think are disagreeable in your life, you should be thankful for those things because those things can help you in the future. You see, this is what I call love. You know, love is accepting yourself and knowing that you're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be in control all the time. And even though you mastered something last week, this week it may change and you may have to rework everything.
So therefore, you don't master.
Well, you do, but you can only master something in the moment. But the moment that you get it, a new moment happens.
Yes.
Like, okay, let me give you an example. I came to Atlanta, and I began to, you know, make some of my formulations. And I used the same, call them recipes, that I did in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is at sea level.
So there's more pressure per square inch on you than most places in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, like, Death Valley and San Fernando Valley, most places are not at sea level. They're above sea level. So the air pressure is different. I get to Atlanta, which is 1,000 feet above sea level.
Mm-hmm.
This is an urban rainforest. They put a city in the middle of a rainforest, which is really deep.
Mm-hmm.
There is a whole lot of oil. There's a mountain here, Stone Mountain, that's made of quartz and granite.
Yes.
One of the major grid or ley line crossing points in the United States runs right through downtown Atlanta.
Yeah.
There's very special energy here.
Yes, it is. Has a big
when I made my when I made my formulas here, they were different.
Mm-hmm.
Everything changed. I had to reformulate everything. I'm like, I'm not getting the same result. So for like the first couple months, people were asking for my product. I was like, everything is on hold right now. I'm reworking everything because I had to be flexible enough to change based on the environment.
Right, yes.
Then I came up with a whole new level of formulation. Everything has changed. It's like my work has gotten much better. My focus has gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
My work on myself, because I'm constantly working on myself.
Yes, have to. It's a must. I believe.
You know, I tell people, I say, well, you know, God has not done with me yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm still, you know, being developed. See? So everything has to change. You can't be so firm and focused in one area where you're not looking around you and being aware.
Yes, I agree.
Another thing is that a lot of people are calcified. They have too much calcium. Mentally, they're calcified where they're stuck in their beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
They're stuck in the past. They're stuck in their modality. They're stuck in the ego or wherever they're stuck. We have to become more flexible like magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
Magnesium is a feminine element.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk
magnesium,
a little bit? Go ahead. I wanted you to just touch on the calcified. You know, that's always a big topic. But go ahead. Tell us about the magnesium, but then I would love to talk about that.
See, magnesium and calcium are like yin and yang. If you don't have enough magnesium, you start becoming too much calcium. If you use fluoride in your toothpaste and you're drinking fluoridated water, fluoride causes calcium to collect on your pineal gland, your hypothalamus gland, and your pituitary gland. Most people's pineals are calcified. Because
do you
of fluoridation.
Really, have you really seen that? That most
yes,
people,
I have.
You have. You've really seen that. Talk about that, because that's a big subject, the calcification of the pineal gland and how you are able to recognize it.
You can recognize it because a lot of people are almost like walking dead. They're like zombies.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe it unless it's in a book.
Yeah.
Unless it's on the news.
Yeah.
Unless somebody who has a PhD says it.
Or told them.
They don't have their own intuition.
Right.
If their parents said it, it's the truth. Do you see what I'm saying? They're not receiving the information that's coming to them from the cosmos anymore.
Right, right.
To be totally intuitive, sometimes you have to be totally in the moment.
Well, I
and you
would
have
say
to be,
you have to be, yeah.
To be totally intuitive, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But most people
yeah.
are not intuitive, they're intelligent.
Yes, and that's completely different.
Totally. Intelligent means that you're receiving information from the past that you've read, all this stuff that's written about something, and you have memorized it.
Mm-hmm.
That's intel. That's intelligent. Intuition is being able to accept what is coming through you at this moment that may have never been studied before. Nobody may have talked about it.
Right.
But you're receiving this energy right now.
Yes.
You're receiving a message that does not equal anything you've studied.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, our whole solar system is going through what's called the photon band.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's this light energy
say.
That's hitting the floor.
So
well,
they say.
You're exactly right. So they say. Also, we are in the Venus wave, the wave of Venus. We went through the Venus transit last year.
Mm-hmm.
Venus has a huge effect on what happens on the planet on a conscious level
mm-hmm.
and a subconscious level. Because mm-hmm. Venus is this thing that is really not like a planet. It goes the opposite way. It's got a it moves on an elliptical orbit. It's very different. It's like the feminine planet.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever Venus goes through this Venus transit, where there is an eclipse of Venus, it changes the level of thought and vibration, and it makes people more telepathic. It makes people become more connected through communication, and sometimes that's the communication is not verbal. Every time the Venus transit happens, it raises the vibration and the connectivity of people. It wakes people up from a deep sleep. So that just happens.
I think it can. Yeah, I think it can.
And, but we have to be open. A lot of people are not open and they're not willing, and a lot of people are toxic, so no matter what happens, nothing's going
right.
to change for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that there are things that are happening.
Yeah.
And remember, like you said, how did you say? You said it can be. It's
mm-hmm.
a perspective. If you believe in something enough, it becomes real for you.
Of course.
To me, Dr. B, mm-hmm. and I hear very few people talking about it, we are in the photon band. Because when I'm in dream time, I can see it. I can feel it.
I can too. I don't know if I equate it the same way you do because I just don't. But, yeah,
exactly.
I don't know what time we're in, but I can, and I'm quite sure like yourself, think back to when I was a little child and I can see it and feel it. So
yes.
I think all time, like you said, is existing at the same time. So, therefore, it's, for some, it's always available. For others, they can tap in.
For some people, no matter where we are, they're connected
right.
to source.
Yes.
You see, that's why you had these people that came by that were so-called prophets. They just were a little more connected and tapped into other people.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They just had something special. You see, so whether we're really in the photon band,
right.
or whether this is 2013
or not,
or the year 16,000, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really make a difference because everything
right.
is happening at one time. And
yes.
what makes a difference is our perspective and our focus, our awareness of where we would like to be and
mm-hmm.
who we would like to be. If you are focused on developing yourself, in changing and adjusting and molding yourself like an artist, then you will achieve something that other people may not know. They may not understand, overstand, understand.
Right.
Some of the things that I am doing have never been done by anybody I know or have heard about. Whether it was musically or even
mm-hmm.
with, in the world of holism, natural health.
Right.
I seem to be very unique. The way
but
I'm making formulations, yes, we are. But what I'm saying is, yeah, we all are. But most people don't really. How can I say this? I shouldn't say most people.
cancel, cut, delete, and clear.
Okay.
I celebrate the uniqueness that I am. I am very different than most people.
So am
I.
Have you heard that song? I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. You're different too. Yeah, we're different. Everybody.
But a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people on the planet right now, they need outside influences to tell them how unique they are, how pretty they are, how fine they are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I should make this? Should I? Do you think I should go here? And people start telling you based on what they think, and, you know, and you believe, you know, you go along living your life looking for the validation of outside people.
Right. Or
the
only
thing
I don't know.
That
I don't know if I could 100% agree with that, but I understand what you mean. When you get to the point where you can't make any decisions for yourself, you can't learn. One of the big things I do is empower people, and I know you do too. So I just don't want anyone to misinterpret what you're saying, you know, because definitely when you say, you, look at your path and look at your journey and how many people told you, you will go and what did they tell you? Be the parasite killer. And you did that. Or hear something from Egypt or whatever. So you will have those teachers that come along, but at some point you have to begin to take these things into your own hands and empower yourself.
What we do is we listen. And we listen, we read, we study, we meditate,
yeah.
And you use what you feel works for you.
That's it. That's my motto. The rest, you can throw it in the trash, as Brother Panic said. It doesn't cost you nothing.
A lot of people have come to Dr. B's lectures and said, you know, you're crazy, man. I don't know where you're getting these stuff. You're nuts. I say, thank you very much.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. And I say, well, you know, I thought about that myself. Thank you. That's not going to stop me.
Right.
Because I know of a whole lot of people, thousands of people now, thousands of people from around the planet who have learned from something that I may have said, some technique that I may have showed them, some elixir I may have given them.
That's right.
The only thing that I am doing is attempting to be as much of myself as possible. And helping other people be as much of their self as possible.
Beautiful.
I have a motto.
I was going to ask you, what is your philosophy? What's your philosophy?
I expand abundance, success, and love every day while inspiring others to do the same.
Beautiful.
I expand abundance, success, and love every day while inspiring others to do the same.
Beautiful. Beautiful, Dr. B. We have about 9 minutes left to go in the form of very first with Dr. B, Sirius, like the star system Sirius, in the form with us tonight. Definitely you guys want to go check out his website. Dr. B has lots of things over there and even a detox program that you can actually begin to start to bring yourself in balance. This is a great time of the year to really start to look at these things and really begin to address things at its root cause. And you can go over to www.elevationtime.com. And you can find out how to get in contact with Dr. B. If you want to call him, set up an appointment. If you're in the Atlanta area or anywhere else in the world, you can reach out to Dr. B and be able to do that. I want to give you a chance to kind of close us out, but I also want to play a music selection that you had, the one on the pineal activation. And maybe you can talk us through that. And once we go through that, and then we'll give you some words, and we can go ahead and close out.
Okay. I create music now that are tuned to sacred frequencies. One of the sacred frequencies is 432 hertz. I have a drum called the medicine drum that I created that puts out these tones that are connected to the tones and the cosmos of the cosmos. They change you on an energetic level and vibration. So I call this medicine music. It's music that helps us heal from within. And I did this particular selection on 12/21/2012. This is what I did when the shift was happening.
Mm.
So this particular track comes from that time period when the shift was going down. Mm-hmm. Or up, depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, depends on how you look at it. So is there anything that you want the listeners to do while they're listening to this, Dr. B?
What I would like them to do is just listen and feel it. Because
yeah.
It'll tell you, it talks to you. It'll give you what
yeah.
it, what you need. It's just that these frequencies are frequencies that they don't fracture energy, they harmonize energy.
Beautiful.
Almost all the music people listen to commercially is fracturing the energy.
Mm.
So just look up 432 HZ. Another frequency you can look up is 528 HZ. I use them in my work I do called subconscious alignment, where we help people balance the two hemispheres of their brain, also their subconscious and their conscious mind, and we use them to change the filing system so that they're able to live their lives in a more free, balanced place.
Beautiful. All right, we're going to listen to this right now.
closing out the show, again, Dr. B, I just want to say thank you for coming on. This is a very great step in telling you about everything.
I can just barely hear you. There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you now.
Oh, beautiful. I said, I just want to say thank you. That was amazing. Beautiful vibrations and tones. And as we get ready to close out here, I just want to tell everybody, go to Dr. B's website, everyone, and don't forget to download this show. And peace and love, much love, warm spirit, and thank you to all of you guys for listening. And Dr. B, I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing your work, your life's work with us, and your passion and everything that you're doing, really about healing and just helping and empowering people from all over the world. It was truly an honor and a lot of fun having you on The Remix tonight.
Well, it's been an honor to be here with you. I've been hearing about you for years and your work, so we're thankful for what you do. And for those of you who are looking for the music that you just heard, it is not on the website as a download. You'll have to get in touch with me directly so I can send you an actual CD, because the frequency right now cannot be downloaded because they're too diverse for the Internet. It's a very special process. So if you're interested in that, get with me. You know, the phone number's there. We'll send it to you. But much love, and we're grateful for all the work that you're doing, Miss Blue, and much love to all of you out there who are doing the work. Travel light.
Yes.
You don't need all that luggage. Travel light.
That's right. You too, Dr. B. Peace and love to you. I'm sure we'll be in touch again. So peace and love, and have a good evening. Everyone is loving. They're still kind of floating off of those vibes right there. So they are really loving. They're throwing hearts up for you in the chat room. Beautiful share tonight. Beautiful share. Thank you so much, Dr. B. Peace and love.
And thank you,
guys.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. We'll be back again Friday night. You know how we do, live in the remix. And don't forget, if you like the show, like it. Like it here, like it on Twitter, like it on Facebook. If you love the show, and leave a comment. Peace and love. Much love, Warren Spirit. Until next time, peace, everybody.